Let me ask the question. What I'd like to do is suggest that we have a balloting, that we the ballots be mailed to the secretary by this coming Friday, and that we allow email ballots for those who don't want to go through, who just want to hit reply and don't mind if their selection is open. Is that acceptable to people?
David.
Okay, right. Allow email ballots. Okay.
Point of information.
David?
Hang on, I heard somebody before Lonnie, and then Lonnie. Was that you, Rip?
No, it's Alan.
Alan,
what is it?
Before we go through that process, just again, in the spirit of Bob saying you didn't want to block this, shouldn't then somebody see if Nathan Moore's still interested in sitting?
That's already been done, I believe. Isn't that right, Rip?
He's waiting for a request from the chair, and he did say that he'd taken a lot of other duties on, but from the time that I notified him about this until he gets some kind of notification, he was going to consider what he had going on.
Oh, so it's not a firm yes.
Lonnie, no. You had a point of information?
I'm wondering if the process of this particular election will affect the CPP rigs we were operating with.
No, it won't, because we have a sufficiently diverse board at this point.
Great, thanks.
Sufficiently. Pardon me for saying it meets the 50% requirement, even if we elect Mr. Moore.
Dave, Rip's point is an important one that he hasn't decided.
According to the bylaws section I just read, if that person's not available, then we go to a vote. Then nominations can open. So what we can do, though, before we do that, we go through a vote. It effectively doesn't matter if we go through the voting process and he declines, then we're in the same place.
Right. We lose time. As Rip said, if you can call him, because he's just waiting for your call, and then if he can tell you what he decides, and if
then
he decides that he's not doesn't want to run, we can have an open election and put out more feelers, and if he says yes, we can send us a ballot.
Mary
but
Burke
for the
here.
Point, but for the point of hang on, Mary, for the point of what we're doing now, if we hold the vote and he's interested, it's done and we move forward.
Right.
If we don't do that, then nothing can happen until our next meeting.
Right.
Exactly.
And at our next meeting is when we would have to deal with his declining anyway. So I don't see that it changes anything.
Mary Berg here.
Go ahead, Mary.
Well, in other words, Lydia, if we just do this now, then at least we've got that we've got that done. So it does save time. It doesn't take more time. It takes the same time if he declines after tonight, because we're not going to call him tonight because it's too late now. So if we vote to have him and he declines in the morning, we're exactly where we were if we
what's on the table
but
is
if
to
he
vote,
accepts, we've got him.
Right, but the vote, what's on the table is to vote by next Friday, not to vote tonight.
It still is the same. We could ask him what's the difference. We're not going to do anything about it till the next meeting. If he declines,
Mr. Chair,
we can't do anything.
Start advertising if he declines.
That's 2 days.
Then we can do that anyway. Go ahead, Teresa.
Mr. Chair, I move that ballots be sent out and that they be received by Thursday, the 31st of August, by snail mail or email.
Are you willing to make it a postmark deadline? You want a receipt deadline by Thursday?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that people ought to do it tomorrow.
Second. Yes, second.
That's awesome.
Okay. May we, we're at time for the item, so may we just go ahead and hold a vote on this?
All right.
Please.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, that's adopted. So, thank you, everybody. We actually completed our agenda. It's amazing.
No, sir.
Great.
We have
wait. One more item.
No,
scheduling the next meeting. Scheduling the next meeting. Pardon me.
David?
Yes.
There's one other thing. I think you forgot to add on the agenda something you had on the last agenda. I don't want to do it now, but it does relate to the affiliates voting. You put it on from the GRC conference.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I didn't put it on this agenda because I didn't think we had time. I'll just remind people that the issue is that the affiliate, a number of affiliates have told us at the Grassroots Radio Conference that they would like the affiliate director to be seated at the same time as the rest of the board. The issue that we'll have to deal with on that is the question of who is electing that person, because, of course, in the bylaws as they exist now, the new board elects the affiliate directors. And if we were to change that, then the outgoing board would be the one holding the vote, unless you had I don't even think, according to the bylaws, you can convene them. So anyhow, there are issues associated with it, and because it was complicated and we had a packed agenda, it was not included on this. It will be on our agenda at the September meeting, and it may be something the governance committee may want to raise.
Dave, is there going to be a proposed agenda for the September meeting, and is there a coordinating meeting to deal with that?
I'll schedule a coordinating committee meeting to work on it. Sarv, before you move adjournment, may we consider the last item of the agenda, which is whether we're going to schedule another teleconference in September? Is there anybody who feels the need to do that?
Well,
the
chair is
confused.
Dave,
you
have to deal with the agenda. Is Sarv chairing
September
the meeting?
Are
you chairing the meeting?
Who's chairing? I'm chairing.
Oh, so adjourn.
No, he made a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, I made a motion to adjourn, yeah.
Well,
I asked him if he'd be willing to hold off on it so we could deal with it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was, Greg, you said something about agenda?
Yeah, well, you have to set your agenda for your September PNB, so you'll need a meeting to do that at the very least.
The way it works is the chair can propose an agenda and we can adopt it. If the board wants to meet to go over its agenda, that's an option for it. I was going to convene a coordinating committee.
Yeah.
The reason we had the vote, just to clarify, the reason we had the vote earlier this year on that is there was an issue about the retreat.
Well, there's still an issue about the retreat.
Yeah. Okay. Well, would you like to make a motion to schedule a meeting?
I would like to make a motion, but first of all, I'd like clarification on I can't even remember. Are we meeting next Friday to vote on the bylaws amendment?
Right. We are.
Okay. Let's see, dates, calendars, everyone.
I move we decide on the next meeting as a second agenda item on the vote after the bylaws.
Thank you.
Is there any objection to that motion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I presume that you'd be calling a coordinating meeting imminently before next
I'll do it
week.
I'll do it tonight for a week from Tuesday.
I mean, we have not had one in months, and it's our job to do these things.
Yeah, I understand that. We will do it.
Okay, because I just looked it up and I was kind of shocked at all the stuff.
We have not been meeting. That's true.
To do.
Okay.
We are out of compliance with though.
We are very
that's
much
right.
out of compliance.
I will entertain a motion to censure the chair for the failure to call the coordinating committee. Failing that, may we accept the motion to amend next week's agenda to include scheduling of an additional meeting?
Yes, thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
I'm confused, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Teresa.
Are you suggesting that why would we not schedule this meeting now? Why would we wait a week?
Because people on the East Coast are tired. Nobody's looked at their schedules. We're unlikely to hold the meeting before a week from today, and that allows us time to correspond by email rather than take time now.
However,
but if you want to object, that's fine.
I object because if we wait until the 1st when we're meeting, then 7 days from that, so we're talking about 2 weeks from today, whereas we might want to bring it in for earlier than that.
Okay, there's an objection. Would anybody else like to speak to the motion? If not, let's move to a vote. Will you call? Is there any other objections other than Teresa's to adding this to next week's agenda?
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
In this
future meeting that we may be having, would one of the agenda items have anything to do with the September in-person meeting?
If people wanted that, yes.
Yes.
The coordinating committee will meet before that, would have to have met before then. I'll do that and could bring motions on that point.
I mean, to settle the matter of the workshops and so forth as well?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so we need to have that meeting soon, but we need to wait for coordinating committee.
Oh, yeah, board could just consent to the recommendations. I mean, the chair does have the authority to propose an agenda.
I would object to that, Mr. Chair. I want to have finally our coordinating meeting.
No, I'm not saying that the coordinating committee won't meet, Mary. I'm saying that once the coordinating committee meets, if the board is happy with their recommendations, we don't actually need to meet. It is the authority of the chair to propose an agenda. But
yeah,
we can meet if people want. That's, I'm just clarifying. So, yes,
are we still discussing this?
And nobody else other than you has wanted to discuss it.
I move that we meet on Sunday, September the 3rd.
Okay.
That's Labor Day weekend.
I'm not for meeting on the weekend.
Pardon me.
What I wanted to ask was, I tried to ask, is there anybody else that objects to waiting, to delaying this item to our next agenda at our next at the meeting next Friday, other than Teresa?
Point of information, then, Mr. Chair, that was Alan Minsky moved to amend the agenda on 9/1/06 to include setting the next PNB meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Teleconference, yes.
Does that include executive session as well as open session?
It's, absolutely.
Thank you.
Whatever people want to do. Thank you very much. If there's no other objection, then that's adopted. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
There is one.
Is there a second? Do we need to debate this, or can we just go?
Yes.
Thanks, everybody.